This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Friday's U.S. labor report showed women driving gains in the month of July, with the number of employed women rising 327,000 last month, accounting for more than half of the 528,000 increase in overall payrolls. The female labor force growing while it shrank for the fourth month for men. So with this in mind, we've got a really great guest coming up. We welcome Peggy Sullivan. She's founder and president of She Can. It's a membership-based, not-for-profit organization where members help one another when it comes to personal and professional development. She joins us on the phone from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Peggy, good to have you here on Bloomberg Business Week. First of all, for those who might not know, tell us a little about your organization, how it works, the mission.
Sure, absolutely. Our mission is to help women grow, thrive, and find their vibe. It's just really hard being a woman these days. We wear a lot of roles and responsibilities. And to have an organization that has your back is really, really important, no matter what your needs are. Because let's face it today, you know, women are diverse. We have diversifying needs, and you need some support from every which way direction. And so She Can was founded about 4 years ago to help women really step into their power. And we do that by giving them events, by giving them coaching, by giving them unconditional support. You know, for example, one of our women was a relative in the Buffalo shooting, and it was just such a horrible, tragic thing. But to watch the community get together and to make dinners and start a fund, I mean, women need this. We need a community that has our back unconditionally, and that's what She Can does. We grow, we learn, we thrive, and we vibe.
Thriving and vibing, that's what I'm trying to do. But I am curious, so is it mostly focused on the professional aspect of, you know, a woman's life, or do you go into the personal as well?
Great question. I'm a firm believer that you really need all three sides of your life to be going well, to really have meaning and enjoyment and true happiness. And what do I mean by those three sides? Well, of course, there's the professional life, but there's also your personal life, your health, your well-being, and your mindset. And She Can really focuses in on those other things, because having one without the other, it just doesn't work. And so we really get the fact that it's a lot more than professional development. It's health, it's wellness, it's positive mindset, it's your values, getting back to your values.
Well, that's interesting. And I'm curious, you know, in terms of who can be a member, what does it mean to be a member? Who can be a member?
Everybody and anybody can be a member. We are a membership-based organization. The cost to become a membership is really negligent, and we also provide a lot of scholarships. And right now, we are really growing nationally, and a lot of women are tapping into our virtual resources, which has been really fun to watch. You know, people on the West Coast and people on the East Coast, and even people across the country coming together to talk about their challenges and more importantly, how to resolve them.
How big is your membership?
Our membership, we've put a couple thousand people through our programs, and we're growing all the time. Like I said, we're about 3.5 years old, and so, you know, so we're growing all the time.
And so tell us, if I'm a new member, what can I expect? What does this, you know, this sort of this program look like to me?
Sure. Well, I think one thing that really makes us unique from other women's organizations is we do a lot of market research. Every 6 months, we take a step back and we try to really understand what are women's challenges? What are her interests? What does she want to learn and grow more about? What time of day works for her? And we're constantly asking those questions. You know, it's interesting because over the last couple of years, one of the biggest challenges that women across the world has been saying is, I don't have time for what's important to me. And so we develop events, programming, techniques, things to really solve women's problems. Somebody all of a sudden is unemployed and they need help networking. We're there to support them. You know, somebody's having problems with work-life balance. We're there to help them find an idea. Right now, what a lot of women are really grappling with is just their overall level of happiness and the fact that there is just no time for them left at the end of the day. It's all about everybody else. And how do you change that paradigm? And how do you make self-care a priority? And how do you find times for the things that really help you thrive and help you be interested and satisfied and just and really enjoy what you're doing? So I really didn't answer your question, but I guess what can they look forward to? We offer about 20 events on a monthly basis that focus on all these topics that we research and find out that women need. But in addition to that, we also have chapters in different cities, and we also have annual conferences where we get together and we talk about challenges, but more importantly, solutions. That's what makes She Can really different, is we're focused on really authenticity and mm-hmm. standing up and saying that, yeah, the challenges we have are real, and let's try to resolve them.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of women who are listening who are nodding their head and can certainly relate. Peggy, thank you so much. Peggy Sullivan, she's founder and president of She Can, joining us on the phone from Florida.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.